Audio Go presents The Devil to Pay by Ellery Queen. This book is read by Robert Fass. Note by E.Q. I am informed that certain persons of high ego or low conscience spend all their waking hours in the soul-searching effort to find resemblances between themselves and the multifarious offspring of the literary imagination. Consequently, I feel constrained to assert the self-evident fact that what follows in these pages is a work of fiction, and that if any character in it resembles any real person whatsoever in name, physique, idiosyncrasy, mental equipment, cultural or professional background, or general morality, such deplorable resemblance should be construed as an act of God, with which the author had nothing consciously to do. Part 1. Chapter 1. Much Ado About Something. Hollywood, like the Land of Oz, possesses a quaint and fluty flavor. It is the place where tin Christmas trees suddenly sprout around lampposts in December under a 90-degree sun, where restaurants take the shape of lighthouses and hats. Ladies on Saturday nights stroll the boulevards in trousers and mink coats, leading baby leopards on a leash, where morning newspapers cost 5 cents and evening newspapers too, and people wait in queues for unexhausting hours to witness other people pressing their hands into juicy cement. A trivial happening in Hollywood, therefore, is hugely less trivial than if the identical event occurs in Cincinnati.